We are learning Masechta Rosh Hashanah Daf Yud Ches Amud Beis, and we're beginning from the Mishnah of Yud Ches Amud Aleph on the bottom. We're going to start a whole new sugya in Rosh Hashanah about Kiddush HaChodesh. In the time of Chazal, in the time of the Mishnah, they did not have a calendar, and the way they knew for Rosh Chodesh is that two Edim saw the moon, they came to Bezdin, and Bezdin makash to Chodesh. So usually Bezdin was situated in Yerushalayim, so people out of Yerushalayim, or anywhere far away, had no idea where Rosh Chodesh is. And there's a big nafkamina where Rosh Chodesh is, because a lot of the Yom Tovim and things that happen over the year are totally Rosh Chodesh. So they used to send out messengers to let the people know that Rosh Chodesh was that day, that specific day. A month is either 30 days long or 29 days long, and the 30th day is Rosh Chodesh. So every month is a suffix. Where Rosh Chodesh is? Is it the 30th day or the 31st day is Rosh Chodesh? So you need messengers to be sent out to let the people know about this. Zok the Mishnah. Al Shishach Adoshim, on 6 months, six of the Rosh Chodesh, Hashluchim Yoytzim, the Shluchim go out. Al Nisan Pnei Pesach. After Rosh Chodesh Nisan, they send out messengers to let everyone know when Rosh Chodesh was, because you have to know when Pesach starts. Does Pesach start on this day or the next day? Al Av. They sent out shluchim on Av. Why? Because you have no one Tisha B'Av is. Al El. They sent shluchim out for Rosh Chodesh El. Why? For Rosh Hashanah. Because Rosh Hashanah comes out the next Rosh Chodesh. So you have to wear Rosh Chodesh El in order to start counting. I still not going to know for sure. So Rashi says, because Rav times El is a chaser. El is only 29 days long, and the 30th day is Rosh Hashanah. So once you know where Rosh Chodesh El is, you have a good chance to go by Sarai and know where Rosh Hashanah is. Al Tishrei, they still send out Shluchim for Tishrei. Why? It's just a case they did an extra day for Rosh Hashanah. The people don't know that, and they're not going to have the right Yom Kippur, the right Sukkot. So therefore, they send it out Shluchim for Tishrei as well. Al Kislev for Chanukah, we send a Shluchim on Kislev because of Chanukah. Well, Adar for Purim, and on Adar to know when Purim is. So that's six. It's Nisan, Av, El, Tishrei, Kislev and Adar. Now, why don't you send out for Shavuos, for Sivan? The answer is Pashat. There's no date in the Torah when Shavuos is. Let's say the Torah when Shavuos is. We actually had in the Gemara that Shavuos could land up on Hay or Vav or Zayin. It could happen different days. So, what's the Pshat? It's always the 50th day after we start counting Sphira. So that's what it is. When you're on Pesach, you're on Shavuos. It makes no difference when Rosh Chodesh Sivan is. Kayam was not destroyed, but was still here. Yoytzim afal ir pnei Pesach katan. They used to go out on ir also for Pesach sheni. Now it's mashma that mizvish kayam, you still went out for all the six, right? That's mashma afal ir pnei Pesach katan. Why you went out on av? In time of things you went out on av. You had Tisha B'Av in the Beis Mikdash. Zokta Rambam Pirshu Mishnayis. Yeah, in the second Beis Mikdash they fasted on Tisha B'Av. Because still, from the tzaros of the first Beis Mikdash, it was still fresh in their mind. They still felt those tzaros, and they still fasted, even in time of the second Beis Mikdash, they had a Tisha B'Av. They state the Rambam, others argue, but it's meduyik in Rashi like that, also on the top of Amud Beis, that he holds like that, it's a big machlokes, if there was Tisha B'Av. What?
Still missing a lot.
Yeah, they're missing a lot of Beis Mikdash, yeah. So, someone like Geras Af because of that. Some take out the word Af, but Kapanam, it's a big machlokes, we're showing him if they had Tisha B'Av in the second Beis Mikdash. So, I think but Lifkunamiya Tammuz v'Tevis. Why don't we send our shluchim for Tammuz and Tevis? You know why? Because Tammuz and Tevis have Shivas v'Tammuz and Sarah v'Tevis. And Rashi says, what's Pshat? Because this Mishnah, Rashi says, is going not when the Mishnah is Kayim. Why? Because it says at the end of the Mishnah, Ukish Mishnah is Kayim. It's a Masma, but when not Mishnah is Kayim, it's only six. What do you mean? What happened to Tammuz and Tevis? So Rashi also says Masma that they have Tisha B'Av. Why didn't say better? The first part of Mishnah is nothing with Beis Mikdash because it says Tisha B'Av. But it doesn't say that. It says the reason is because it says later on in Mishnah, Ukas Beis Mikdash Kayim. So the Mar's kash is that what happened to Tammuz and Tevis? The Omer Rav Chana Rabizna, when they bring a Raya, there's something called Shivasa B'Tammuz and Asar B'Tevis. The Omer Rav Chana Rabizna, don't ask me Tzom Gedalia because Tzom Gedalia you're anyway going out for Tishrei. The Omer Rav Chana Rabizna, Omer Rav Shimon Chasida, Maidach Siv. Koyim Hashem Tzvokois.
You go out, it's already done.
Yeah, so you have El. I know. Always like that. It's Rosh Hashanah also. You go out for El. Then the point is, they already have Shluchim.
You went
out for El of Rosh Hashanah. You have Shluchim for El and Tisha. What do you want to have? Shluchim for. What do you want? Rosh Chodesh to have Shluchim. Rosh Chodesh to have Shluchim. What do you want Shluchim to be for?
The Shluchim for El already took care of Rosh Hashanah and they also took care of.
Right, exactly. That's what I'm saying. That's you have to speak it out. Exactly. Dorum Khan of Abiz, Dorum Shimachasida, my dechsiv, Koyama Hashem Tvakois, Tsoima Rabbi, it says in the Pali this. Tsoima Rabbi, Tsoima Kamishi, Vitsoima Shvi, Vitsoima Siri, Yia Labes Yehuda, Lesosoy Ulasimcha. So the Pasuk says that in the second base of Mikdash, the Navi says that the Tzayim Ravi, Tzayim Chamishi, will turn into a Simcha. That means in the second base of Mikdash, those days were a Yom Tov. You had extra herring on Tzayim Ravi and Tzayim Chamishi, Tzayim Shvi, Tzayim Asiri. Here it's Mashma Mei Tish Vav. They didn't do it. But it's also a Simcha, be a Yom Tov. Karla Tzayim, the Rambam says in that even though it could have been a Simcha, they couldn't bring themselves to be a Simcha. That's exactly. Karlu Tzayim, we call it Sosam Simcha. The pasuk on one hand calls it a fast day. It says Sosam Simcha. It shouldn't have said. It should have said the Yom, you know, the Ravi, the Chamishi, and the Shvi should be a Simcha. Why is it called Tzayim? So the Gemara explains. Bizman she has Shalom, you have Sosam Simcha. Ain Shalom Tzayim. When there's Shalom, then it'll be Sosam Simcha. If there's Tzaris, then it'll be a fast day. Then it'll be a fast day. So what's the kasha? The kasha is that you see that there's two other fasts. There's fast of Tevis, fast of Thomas. Why don't they go out Rish Chodesh for that? Amra Papa, or Amrava, Devin Giris Amra Papa, Hakama, Bezvanchi Shalom, Yilu Sosim and Simcha. When does Shalom will be Sosim and Simcha? Yesh Xeris Malchus, Tzoyim. If there's Xeris Malchus, then it'll be a fast. Ain Xeris Malchus. Let's say there's no Xeris Malchus. No Xeris happening. Nothing bad happening now. Ve'ein Shalom. But it's not peacetime either. Which means there's no Beis HaMikdash either. Rotsu Mis'anim, Rotsu Ein Mis'anim. Rapapa's there, it's like this. A fast day after Beis HaMikdash, according to the Dina de Gemara, is optional. If you want, you can fast. If you want, you can't fast. You don't fast. Whatever you want. So therefore, you don't send out shluchim for that. Since it's not such a strong fast, it's only if you want, they don't want, they didn't send out shluchim for that. That's what Rashi says. They keep under a shusu, loyvet tachin shluchim alayim. I just want to speak out agah before everyone gets the wrong ideas. It's when the Maisa Klaiso was makabel those fast, and therefore, in the Shulchan Aruch it says, anyone who doesn't fast is a perish from a tzibur, and says a terrible klal about that. That's not to get it to us. But this is maybe where it comes from, where ladies don't fast, because maybe they weren't makabel. By them, it stays a reshus. That's one of the heterim for ladies. It comes from this idea. But L'maisa, Gemara is saying, it's really a reshus. It's really a reshus. And therefore, we don't go out for that, because it's a reshus. Sometimes when the Zeres Malchus becomes a chiyiv, the Zeres becomes a chiyiv, but then we're not going to send a shluchim ready. Yach, make the more Tishbav Nami. Tishbav also, the same pasuk. So the same thing to Rishos. Amra Papa, Shain Tishbav, Hoyol, Vichukbul, and Tzaris. Tishbav, a lot of Tzaris. Amar, but Tishbav, Charav, Abayis, Vereshoyin, and Vashniya, both the first Beis HaMikdash and the second Beis HaMikdash were Charav that day. Venilchot of Beitar, and Beitar was destroyed. Venech Roshayir, and also the Rosh Lion was plowed. So a lot of Tzaris, therefore that Tishbav never changed. Look at the Bein HaChanan, it says, Kiblu alai Tishbav, Tzoyim lo oilom begolos. That the Makabal oilom, Vabish ain't shom shemad, Vanazel, Fikir Yotzim Bav, Av was never a shus. That was they were makabel as a chiv, and therefore they go out for that. They go out for the on Tisha B'Av. Tav Tos is asked that Shiva Sbtamas also there was chamisha dvarim, like we know five things happen on Shiva Sbtamas. So he says, Ma'aseh still the churban mitzvah is stronger. Also, it's worse if the same tzara happened twice. As Tos says, same tzara happened twice. That makes the day much worse. So the Beis Mitzvah churban twice on the same day. That's worse.
Is he not like that because Tisha B'Av is not day for Shabbos and Shabbos is?
Sarvatevis. You mean Sarvatevis? It's a good kasha. Kuri Sarvatevis is about Tchilas Perunusa. I think the Gemara says the reason is because that's Tchilas of the Peronis.
What he's saying that it's worse.
It's worse, yeah. And this Gemara, it's a good kasha. It's good aura. Tanya, went to the Braisa, Omer Rav Shimon, Arvad Varam Hoy Rekiba Dairish. Rav Shimon says that four things Rabbi Kiba was Dairish, but ain't any Dairish Kamoisa. And I don't agree to him. And our Gemara will say one of them. The four, the other three are one of the Tzayin Baka Yishachet, which we have in parishes, things by Allah Yischa. Al-Kapanim, there's four things that Rekiba was Darish, and Rishim says, I don't agree to him. And we'll say one of them right here. Any Darish Kamaisa. It says in the Pasuk, Tzayim HaRavi, Tzayim HaChamishi, Tzayim HaShvi, Tzayim HaSiri. What does that mean? So if you're wondering, the Gemara will explain it now. Tzayim HaRavi is that test for Thomas. That's the fast of the ninth day of Thomas. We know that in the first Beis HaMikdash, it was ninth of Thomas that the Ufka here. The second Beis HaMikdash was Shivas of Thomas. So Tzayim Ravi means Tes B'Thomas. Shavoy Ufka here. Shnem says in the Pasuk, B'Ravi, in the fourth month, B'Tishal Chayesh, ninth of the month, B'Yechazek HaRav B'Ir, It got very strong. The hunger got very strong. The ear was breached. They ran away. So that day was a terrible day. They made that day a fast day. But my Karl Revi, why is it called Tzem Revi? It was either on the ninth day or Shivasa B'tam or Shivasa. Why Revi? Revi Lechadashim. It's in the fourth month. Tam is the fourth month. What's Tzem HaChamishi? Tzem HaChamishi is at Tisha B'Av. That's the ninth day of Av Shabbat Nisra Beis Lakenu. The Mizmikdash was Charev. Was burnt. My Karl Lechamishi. Why is it called Chamishi? Chamishi Lechadash. Av is the fifth month. Weiter in the pasuk, Tzem HaShvi, what's that? It's like Gimel B'Tishrei, it's the third day of Tishrei. Shabbat Nara, Gedalia Ben Achikam. Gedalia Ben Achikam was killed that day. Umi Hargu, who killed him? Yishmael Ben Atanya. The story there was, Nebuchadnezzar appointed Gedalia Ben Achikam to be the leader of Klal Yisrael, and things would have been decent. They were the only people left in Yerushalayim. Everyone had been thrown to Babel, chased away to Babel. We had a few Yidden left here, he was in charge, and Yishmael Ben Atanya killed him. And because of that, there was no one left in Yerushalayim anymore. We see from here the Misa of a Tzaddik, the killing of Gedalia Achikam is equivalent to Shvi Beis Lakenu. Both have a fast day. But my Karl is Shvi, why is it called Shvi? Shvi Lechadashim, it's the seventh month, it's in Tishrei. Tzoy Ma'asiri, Zehassar of Tevis, the tenth day of Tevis. Shaboyim Somach Melech Bavel Yerushalayim. That's when the Melech Bavel, Nebuchadnezzar, laid siege on Yerushalayim. Shenema, Vehi Dvar Hashem Elai B'Shonat Shias, B'Chodesh Ha'asiri, B'Esel Lechodesh. Leimar ben Odom, Savloch, es Shem Hayoim Hazah, Etzem Hayoim Hazah, Somach Melech Bavel Yerushalayim. The king of Bavel laid siege on Yerushalayim, Etzem Hayoim Hazah. So you see in this pasuk, the Asar v'Tevis, the Melech Bavel laid siege. My Karla Asir was called the 10th. Asir Lechadashim, 10th month. So now if you think about it, what's the order of the fast? Say Ravid, Say Chamishi, Say Ravid, Shavi, Say Asiri. Tzem HaAsiri, which is laid siege, that happened first. So we start off with Tzem Revi, which is when the ear was breached, then the burning was made. That's in order, but Tzem HaAsiri is out of order. So what's on the pasuk? I want to make the chadash in order. 4, 5, 7, 10. So that's what Rabbi Kiva says. I don't know what Tzem HaAsiri is? Tzem HaAsiri, Zechamisha b'Tevis. That's the fifth day of Tevis, which happened after Gedalia's story. Sheboi ba Shmuel Agoyla. Shokasair. It took around 8 months or 7 months for the people in Goyla to find out that the B'Tevis was burnt. They didn't have all the technology we have these days. And it took a bunch of months to get it. Shinema says in the Pasik, Bahi b'shtei esrei shana b'asir b'chamisha l'chaydash. It says in the 12th year of Golos Yechonya. We know that in the 11th year of Golos Yechonya was when the B'Tevis was Shacharav. In the 12th year, Basiri b'chamishal chaydesh l'galuseinu ba'alai ha'palat mirshalayim leimar huksa ir va'osu yoyim shmua ki yoyim sreifa. They found the palat came, someone who saved from Yerushalayim came to tell the people what happened, and they made that day like a yoyim sreifa. So it turns out, what's Tzem HaAsiri? That's a new fast day. Fifth day of Tevis, why do you fast? Because that's when the Shmuel came. And it comes out, it's in order. The thing's in order, the pasuk's in order. Tzem Ravi is breaching, Tzem Chamishi is burning, Tzem Shvi is Gedalia Ben Achikam, Tzem Asiri is the Shmuel. V'nirin Dvarim V'Dvarav, Shani Ayim Al Rishon, Rishon Al Achron, I go in order. It's the first one first, last one last. V'hu Ayim Al Rishon Achron, Val Achron Rishon. He says, the Rishon is Achron, because that's Tzem Asiri. Val Achron, which means something that was after that, is Rishon, which is Thomas. Elos, who might not say the Chadashim, he might not say the Peronios. He counts to say the Chadashim, I count to say the Peronios. I count in the order of what happened, of the chronological order of what happened. So that's the Machlokes, how I learned the Pesukim, but this is very important. This is the Makar for the fast days that we have, which is already a Makar in Divrei Kabbalah. Just these days it could be it's only Midin Minig, not Midin Divrei Kabbalah. Besides the Tisha B'Av, it's a Shaila, could be that's even Divrei Kabbalah. Zogtumar Vaita, Itmar Rav Rav Chanina. Amri. We know something called Megillah's Tainus. Megillah's Tainus was a Megillah that told us all the times of the year that we have to have Simcha. We can't fast and we can't do certain things. We're Mesameach those days. Different Yom Tov. It's called Megillah's Tainus. So Rabbi Chanina Amra bought the Megillah's Tainus that Bizman Hazeh, after the Churban Beis HaMikdash, the Megillah's Tainus was bottled. Rabbi Yechem Shimon Lakash Amra, Loi bottled Megillah's Tainus, was not bottled. Gemara explains. Rav Rachina Amri Batul Megillas Tainis Hachkama. Bezman Shiyas Shalom. It says by the pasuk of the tzoim, by about the fast. Bezman Shiyas Shalom Yerusasim Simcha. The fast days will be a simcha. Ain Shalom tzoim. If there's no Shalom, then it's a fast day. V'hanach Nami Kehani. And these are like these. And the Gemara on Daf Yud Tesim Beis explains a little more that after Churban Beis Hamikdash, even those Yom Tovim that we had before that, those special days that we celebrated, since we were in Golis, so it became like Yemei Evel, because that just reminded us of the good old days, and therefore, he holds the Tainus, those days were bottled. But Rav Yechman argues, Rav Yechman Shuvah Levi argues, Amri, ain't loy about the Megillas Tainus. Hani hu the Talinu Rachmanu B'nei Beis Hamikdash. The Tzoymer of Yitzhak HaMishi, that was Toilin B'nei Beis Hamikdash, that Hashem said, when you build a Beis Hamikdash, we saw some Simcha. Masha'inke, in Megillas Tainus, why should we bottle? Hanak the Kaimi Kaimi, that... Why should we bottle? Why should we bottle? And therefore it stays. And if you're wondering what's an example of things of Megillas Tainus, we're going to learn in a second different examples when the Gemara has questions on that. So we have a chalikus over here, was Megillas Tainus bottle was Malazet. Masa Rav Kahana. Maisa v'gozru Tainus b'chanaka b'lud. There's one time a story that there was something happening in Lud, whatever, they had a coronavirus, and they made a Tainus on Chanukah. Now the reason why you can't have Tainus on Chanukah is because it says in Megillas Tainus that all these special days, you're not allowed to have Tainus and Hesperidim. So Ma'isa v'gozru Tainus b'chanaka b'lud. The yard of Eliezer v'rochatz. Rabbi Eliezer went and took a shower. Rabbi Yeshua v'siper. And Yeshua went and took a haircut to show that it's not a Tainus today. V'omru lehem, tshuva sanu ma'asher asisem. You guys had a tshuva on what you fasted. So you see that you were not allowed to fast in b'chanaka, even in times of Eliezer Rabbi Yeshua. Rashi says, Eliezer Rabbi Yeshua was after the churban. So you see, Megillas Tainus was still chai v'kayim after the churban by Smikdash. Are you going to ask me, why is rechitza and sipur and taking a haircut a stira to a tainus? So the Turi Yavim says, this pasha rechitza is a stira, because we know that really on a tainus, all five anuyim are noyeg. You know, I'll wash, you know, I'll do everything. Just we couldn't handle that, so in our minig of fasting, we only do fasting, we don't do the other things. It's actually, a bal nefesh should not take a shower on a tainus, because that's easy to do, but rechitza we know is also on a tainus. But haircut, you're not taking a haircut on a tainus? That's the Turi Avin asks. He blives Shnei. He says, you can't take a haircut on a tainus? But the Merem Yisrael says that the Gemara says that you shouldn't do any enugim on a tainus. So taking a haircut is one of these things that are special. You shouldn't do that on a tainus. Al Kapana, what do you see? That even on Chanukah, even after the Churban Beis Hamikdash, which Rav Elazar Yeshua lived, they didn't do any tainus. So Megillas Tainus is bottle, and for the Gemara, no, Shani Chanukah Dika Mitzvah. Since it's a mitzvah, lighting Neiros, so therefore we want to be Mekayim also the Megillas Tainus on that day. And that wasn't bottle, the Neiros. If the yontif was bottle, so the neres chanukah should be bottle also. So Elam Rav Yosef, you're right. Shani chanukah mepirsim nisa. Chanukah is different. Chanukah, since it was pirsim anes, the Rashi says it's like a chziku boika shel taira. They were machzin it like a taira, and that was not bottle. Don't be asked for kashm chanukah. Chanukah wasn't bottle because there the chziku boy ke din taira because it's psumin is a big nes. So Gemara Vayta, another Gemara, another Kasha, one more Gemara. We'll learn today. Moisir Achabar Huno, but Klosav Tishrei, in the third day of Tishrei, Betalta Adachtam in Shteraya. People used to write Hashem's name in a star. We'll see why in a second. And when they got rid of that minig, which they held wasn't a good minig, they made a special simcha. They gave out herring and leikach in the shul. Shagazra Malchus Yavon Shmad. What happened was the way it started like this: the first Malchus Yavon with Geizer. A shmad shloila haskashim shemayim apim. She never said Hashem's name. Ukshgara malchus chashmnoyim. When malchus chashmnoyim won over v'nitzchum, hiskinu shem akirit maskirim shem shemayim filled with stars. They wanted to show we are being maskashim shem Hashem. Even in stars they put the shem Hashem. What's an example? V'kach v'kaisim. V'shnas kach v'kach v'yachid kani gadol lekel al yoyim. They put Hashem's name in it. The Shacham didn't like that. Shom Shacham and Medava Amru Ulamachar Zepreyas Chayvay. This person pays up his Chayv and him says Shtar Mutl Ba'ashba and his Shtar will be in the garbage. Just like those people who put benching on the back of a menu. It lands up in the garbage. Terrible thing. Chacham said they obitlum, they battle it. It took a while to take root to battle it. People were so used to it. But Oysa Yem, when they battle it, Osum Yomtiv, they made a Yomtiv. Abkan the Braisa. It's part of Megillah's Tainus. So it was a yontif on that day that then we got. You know, that day was the third day of Tishrei, actually, was the yontif, which is the same day as Tzom Gedalia. That was the yontif. V'sakadayto batal Megillas Tainus kamaisa batal achronaisa mesifim. If the Megillas Tainus kamaisa is batal achronaisa mesifim, we're adding more. Are you going to tell me what do you mean? It's in Tarmes Mikdash. Chashmonim Tarmes Mikdash. There was a batal then. So the Teretz is, it couldn't be Tarmes Mikdash. Why? Because they had then the fast day of Tzom Gedalia, which was yontif ready. So it must be afterwards. If it's a yontif, it must be afterwards. So what's pshat? They'd be adding on things? Everything more? No. How come I skip on Shushakayim? Taka, Uzman, Mishakayim. Freight the Gemara, but typically they have the Yom Shinar Gemara, Gyal Vachikam. So the Gemara has the Tarets, and in Yetz Hashem, tomorrow we will continue. We will do a recap, and we will continue from here tomorrow with Avitasa and Aleph.